Hello and welcome to another episode of Quantum Physics with Impossible Steve, where we go beyond the ordinary. And I am your host, Steve. And today we're going to do a little fun episode over manifestation. Be a little bit of timeline jumping in there as well, because I think it kind of goes hand in hand. I've talked about manifestation before. But first, I want to thank you to all the listeners who tune in from around the world. We are over 65 countries now, the two newest being Japan and Iceland. Welcome all those viewers. But it's just really cool to see everyone tuning in. You know, when you're in one country and you got people that check things out around the world, always very, very cool. So in America, it's also a holiday. And I had a little free time today, and I decided to just do a little quick show on manifestation, because people are intrigued about it. People have tried it over and over again. People can't get it down. Some people swear by it. Some people say it doesn't exist. It's all a myth and a legend. At the end of the day, we are human beings. So I take a religious stance. Some people do not. But at the end of the day, whether you take a religious stance or not, like I said, you're human. You do possess unique abilities, whether you know what those unique abilities are or not. Now, I like the religious approach where God made man an image of himself. Man is not God, obviously. God doesn't look like a man. So I believe we do have some special abilities because we were made in God's image. So I think there's something there when it comes to manifestation and some of these unique abilities that human beings possess. So I am going to break down a few simple steps on how you can manifest things. Probably keep it down to three steps, and I'll do more shows over manifestation and stuff like this. But you need to try to practice it a little bit. I mean, I've turned things around majorly in my life, and you can dedicate that to just good old-fashioned hard work. You can dedicate it to religion. You could dedicate it to manifestation. I think it's everything combined into one. I think you got to work hard. I think you got to stay focused. I think you need to ask God for things that you want. You talk to God like you would a friend. And I think we possess unique abilities because I think God gave us unique abilities. So I think it's all three. And I have been able to do things my entire life by those three things. You know, I did fall away from God in the past. Definitely won't be doing that again. The wake-up calls are terrible. But to manifestation. If you listen to my podcast, my previous podcast, we are in, I think this is season 2, episode 8, I believe. Can't remember if I said that or not. You will hear some of those podcasts and me breaking things down to a fundamental level, to a foundation, to a beginning. And all that means is basically why. So the first step to manifestation, Einstein has that, I think it was called the theory of relativity, I don't know. But basically for every action has an equal or opposite reaction, right? So for every action that you do, there's an equal and opposite reaction. You got to remember that. That's proven science. Religion aside, that's just a scientific fact that Einstein and other people like Einstein have proven to be accurate. Okay? That is your first step to manifestation. So what you got to do is figure out the cause of something. What caused that? Why did it cause that? And what was the equal and opposite reaction of that cause? So you will have to think probably very hard, when it comes to that. An example, I can try to give an example on the fly, I guess. I guess an example would be what caused me to buy a new car, right? So basically, I had an older car, I wanted a newer car, and we all think about that. What, how can we get a newer car? Why do we need a newer car? What's wrong with the car I got? What kind of car do I want? Why do I want that car? What, because chicks think it's cool? By the way, I have an SUV, I don't have a car, but because the color's pretty? Why do I want this car? Then how am I gonna, attain the car? And we go on to typical things you hear about manifestation. But what caused me to want this car? What caused me to want to get a new car? Because you got to do this not only mentally, but it's got to come from inside, from within, from your heart. And if it's something you really don't truly want, if it's something that you think you want, like we think we want a Ferrari, right? I don't have a Ferrari. But I really did need a new car. My car was older, it was starting to have small issues. I needed something more dependable, something newer, something more modern. I really wanted something a little bit nicer for myself. Obviously we would all love to have a Ferrari, but I don't need that deep down inside, right? But I did deep down really need a new vehicle. I really did. So that passion from the heart communicated with my brain. So you got to think of cause and effect of your first step. And you can go research cause and effects and physics a little bit on your own, of how that works and what causes equal and opposite reactions and stuff. But you need to take, that's going to be one of your first steps. Think about the cause and effect, the why, the foundation is going to be your first step. Second, and most importantly, is spirit. And the Rosicrucians are a secret society that are big on spirit. And obviously, if you're religious, you're big on spirit. The Rosicrucians go back, people will tell you they go back as far as the 1700s because that's what history has recorded, but they actually go back way further, way past the Egyptians. And also Masonicism, Masons branched off of Rosicrucianism, Illuminati branched off of Rosicrucianism. A lot of secret societies have branched off of Rosicrucianism. And what's interesting about them is they either created the hero's journey or based this entire secret society off the hero's journey. Because if you know anything about the hero's journey, that's how Rosicrucians reach enlightenment. They basically will go through a point in their life where they will go out on a quest, if you will. Go through a dark night of the soul, if you will, where they're going to shed away all their bad, all their immoralities, all their flaws, and they're going to realize what was wrong, what was holding them back, what their flaws are. Some people don't know what their flaws are. That's why they keep doing the things that they're doing. They don't realize it's a flaw. It's very common, actually. You probably don't realize some of your own flaws. And then what they do is they're going to go through this huge cleansing process. It's a pretty painful process, a spiritual death, if you will, a spiritual rebirth, if you will, where they develop new, better habits, better moralities, and then they reach enlightenment. And once they reach this enlightenment, the reason why I'm telling you the story isn't to reiterate the hero's journey, it's the spirit portion of the manifestation. What they believe, once you reach that, once you go through all that baloney and reach that level of illumination, then you'd have the elixir, if you will, the knowledge. And what's funny is Christian Gnosticism actually came or has some a lot to do with Rosicrucianism, but you'd have that knowledge, you would have that spirit, you'd be a new person, you would be more enlightened and tuned on a higher frequency, and you would be, I guess, more alive. I don't know. You would just think differently at the end of the day. You'd have a ton of knowledge too, like knowledge no one else has, and people are gonna be like, "Where's this guy come up with this crap?" A text message. I digressed. Anyway, so the spirit portion is key. You have to, in order to manifest things into your reality, you have to change some things within yourself and vibrate at a higher frequency. Again, Google this. Human beings vibrate. Human beings give off a frequency. Okay? Some people and even some scientists believe that you can increase your frequency. No one knows exactly by how much, right? You know, we are full of energy. We are full of neutrons, electrons, and protons. It's energy, right? We are energy. We are made of that. That's how human beings are made. So we have these abilities, but we really, the reason why you'll see some people who swear by the manifestation and some people who don't believe in it is, number one, the people who don't believe in it either just don't try because they don't believe in that, or they're having a problem. And the reason why, if they do believe in that and they're having a problem, is because they got things going on but in their life, and we all do. So you got to get a hold of some of the things in your life and try your best to straighten those out the best that you can. You're not going to straighten out everything. No one's saying you're going to walk around being the next Jesus here, but you got to put forth an effort to try to make things as good as you possibly can. And then you will develop a higher frequency and a different energy level. I'm not saying everybody's got to go through the dark night of a soul or a spiritual death and rebirth, although I think on a religious standpoint, that's very important and something that everybody has to do on a religious standpoint. We're talking about manifestation here today. So I think that religion ties into that, but not every viewer will agree with me, so we'll leave it out for now. But you need to somehow liven up your spirit. You know, we can use the word illuminate, you know, or however you, whatever word you want to use. But you need to be a brighter soul. You really need to be as positive and as grateful as you possibly can. Again, we all struggle. We all have our good days and our bad days. But you know, most part, a lot of people that I've met, they really do try to be good people, and they really, you know, are grateful for things. You know, hey, thanks for that $20 tip, or thanks for the, you know, thanking their boyfriend or girlfriend for the gift they gave them. You know, they just grateful for things. You know, when people do nice things for them, and that helps. So you got to get the spirit portion right, or your little formula for manifestation is going to be imbalanced. And if you know anything about chemistry, if something causes an imbalance, it explodes, right? It doesn't work. So, and then the next thing, which a lot of human beings can do this, but believe it, some struggle. And this is one thing I have had since I was a child, and I know other people that I've seen and that I've met have had this same ability. Imagination is one of the third and most major factors of manifestation. And I don't mean visualize a car or a house in your head. I mean imagination. Like, I'm writing a children's book right now. Never wrote a children's book in my life. I've created the characters, I've created a story. You know, I've created all this stuff. I'm designing t-shirts. I'm creating certain designs and logos, certain materials to go within the shirts, right? I'm getting into the farming, you know. So I'm basically trying to find new ways to treat soil, you know, new ways to treat the water, new ways to grow indoors, new ways to grow outdoors. My imagination, on a daily basis is just completely out of control. Like, it goes all over the place. I have the biggest imagination that I could possibly think of. So I think a lot of successful people, I mean, if you look back, there's a lot of entrepreneurs out there that made, millions and billions of dollars. They had an imagination. Like, who would have thought of that? Like, who would have thought to put sticky crap on the back of a piece of paper so you can stick it to a wall? That guy made $1 billion. I would have never thought of that in my life. That's some imagination, I mean, who thinks of some of this stuff? It is creativity at its finest. And you will learn that people that are creative and they're highly imaginative, I'm not saying they're going to be millionaires and billionaires, but I think those people really tend to create things, and when you create things, you can sell things. So, like, take art for instance. Some people can make paintings. You might not have a Picasso, but you might be able to do a painting. I couldn't do a painting to save my life, but it takes creativity, and you can actually sell that painting. And then, sure, maybe very few people will buy it, but somebody will buy that. And you made some money off of that imagination and creativity that you had. And you just kind of go from there and build it and build it and build it. This is not going to happen overnight. You're going to have to build. You got to have a foundation. You got to start from somewhere to manifest things. So, imagination. So, you need cause and effect, spirit, and imagination to do these things. And like I said, and if you don't understand the basic principles, the foundation of why you even want what you want, you're not going to get anywhere. I mean, if you don't know why you want something, that's just not going to work. Sorry, you're just not going to go anywhere. And I'm telling you right now, there's not too many evil people out there that are successful. There are a few, and I think that goes back into some of my other podcasts that worship these spiritual entities, but put those people aside for a minute. You got to build yourself up spiritually, whether you believe in God or not. I know you believe in right and wrong and good and bad, so you can call it whatever you want, but you need to be as strong as you can and do the best that you can to do the right things and be grateful for the things that you have. Because if you're not grateful, you hear people talk about this gratefulness and blah blah blah, it bores you to death. But if you really aren't grateful for the things that you have, especially subconsciously and a little bit objectively, you're going to cause a negative reaction inside your body and inside your mind because something is upsetting you about what you have. Like, let's say the place you live in is just old and you wish you had another place, and the place is just so old, you hate it, you can't stand it, why am I here? Instead of looking back and saying, okay, I would like to have a newer place, but at least I'm not out on the street. At least I have a bed. I'm grateful for that. At least I have a closet. That's awesome. I have a living room. I know some people don't have that. Man, you know what? After looking at this, the place is old, but at least I have some things. I'm grateful that I have a TV and a bed and some clothes. I'm grateful I have a sink that I can wash dishes in, a stove that I can cook on, because I'm telling you right now, I know for a fact that there are people that don't have that. So I'm grateful that I have all these things. So you can see how that gratefulness will just keep you at a positive outlook, okay? And then you just use your imagination from there. Okay, well, I'm grateful, but you know what? If I ever do get an extra $5,000, what I would do is just get a new bed and I'd make the headboard a little bit more comfortable so, the girlfriend can lean up against it and read her book, or we sit up and watch TV sometimes. It'd be nice to relax, and lean against that, because right now it's not is comfortable, but at least we have something to lean on. And then, I'd probably get a better mattress because, we sleep fine. But, she tosses and turns a little bit. I know she would like something a little bit better, so it'd be nice to just get her something and make her a little more comfortable. And then, you know what? I like my sheets, but why not just change the color? Let's just get a different color, because I've had this for about a year now, and I mean, I'm going to spend 5 grand on the bed, so I might as well get some kind of new color, make it a little different. But you see how that is a little bit more positive and imaginative? I was just looking at my bed just now and just kind of saying, okay, well, there's how I would make it better personally. So, and then I've gone out. I'm using my bed as an example. I've gone out, I've looked at mattresses, I've sat on them, I've laid on them. I've looked at them. I was like, you know what? A couple of these are really nice. I said, I'll remember this, and one day, obviously I'll get that. And yes, you can go back to that saying, good old-fashioned hard work. Sure, but you got to have motivation, and that imagination will motivate you to work harder, to budget your money, so you will go out and buy that bed. And whether that's manifestation or not, I don't know, because I want to say it is, because let me tell you what, it's not going to happen. I'm not going to be able to stare at my wall and just magically have a bed pop up. Okay? Not going to happen. But what can happen is right now I have a certain amount of income, and by having goals and this imagination that I just used to kind of fine-tune my new bed, I'll set a goal for myself. I'll work hard. I'll save some money, and here in about a month I'll have a new bed, right? And you can take it from there, and you'll get a little bit better at it. So the reason why people are struggling with manifestation, and especially people who have never done it before, is they are not doing step one. A lot of people would tell you, okay, hey, I understand. I need to be a good person. I need to be grateful. I got a big imagination. I'm an artist. I'm a musician. I'm a whatever. I'm a writer, a creative writer. I have a huge imagination. But if you do not start at for every action is an equal and opposite reaction, and the question of why, you are not building the foundation. So, example, if you were trying to build a house right now and got some wood and you just built a house with the walls and the roof and everything, but you didn't pour the foundation, that house isn't even going to stand up. It's going to fall down. I don't care how well you frame it, there's no foundation underneath it. You have to have the foundation. So, you have to fully understand cause and effect. And why? And until you do that, you will not be able to move forward. So I did wanted to just to briefly talk about that. I've been thinking a lot about that. I did mention, timelines and manifestation. So I guess the same thing would kind of apply to timelines. Because when, real quick, when I was talking about timelines and timeline jumping and merging energies, because simultaneously so many things are going on at the exact same time on different timelines and arguably different multiverses or different Earths, if you will, then okay, you would have to definitely imagine that for sure. You would, I think you have to be spiritually in the right place. I don't think too many people could cause a timeline shift, based on what I read or have studied, if they were thinking negatively, for instance. I don't think that's going to fly. I don't think you can go hunt down your worst self and bring them here to this realm, if you will, and unleash them on the public or anything like that. I don't think that that's even a possibility. But what you would have to do is fully grasp the concept of for every action is an equal and opposite reaction. Because if you're trying to timeline jump and you exist simultaneously on multiple timelines throughout the universe, those are your actions and opposite reactions. So, for instance, if I walk into a bar through the door and walk straight to the bar and ordered a drink, on one timeline, I walked through that door and slipped and fell on my back. On another timeline, I walked through the door and sat down at the first table beside the door. On another timeline, I walked through the door and hung a left and went into the restroom. So you see the different causes and effects from walking through the door. Those are the things you got to think of. That takes imagination, that takes creativity. And then you got to imagine and or create a timeline that you would want to see and focus on that and try to think of the why, the action, equal reaction and opposite reaction. Think of the why and merge those together. So manifestation and timeline jumping do go hand in hand when you take these three basic principles of cause and effect, spirit, and imagination. So those three things not only is going to help you manifest things, those three things will help you with timeline changes. So at the end of the day, going to keep it really short here. We will talk more about manifestation and timelines. But again, as always, I want to thank everyone for listening. I just wanted to jump on here real quick. And do this because I know a lot of people have been struggling. Find me on social media at Impossible Steve on Instagram, at Impossible Steve on Facebook. Of course, the website, impossiblesteve.com. I've gotten a few emails from there. Really cool to hear. One was a very serious question, which I did reply back to. And it does take me a while, sometimes over a week. The one guy, the question was so serious that I wanted to answer it the best I could, but it involved his country and people that were dying, that were suffering. So not only I really wanted to sit and think about it, and I was also traveling for over a week, and I didn't want to just randomly type a bunch of stuff because it's a very sensitive issue. So go ahead and email. If it does take a while, it's because I'm simply thinking and or traveling, and I want to be serious about what you're emailing me. So I want to at least think about it and write and make sure I write you something good and nice. I want to take it seriously, So I do apologize for any delays if you DM me or email me or whatnot, but I don't think I've missed one yet. I haven't got that popular where I get like millions of messages, but until then, I'm going to do the best to answer everybody's questions. Especially the very serious questions, because obviously that was a very serious question. But I do appreciate it, and I appreciate everyone for listening, and I hope you all have a great day. Thank you.